talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And it is a Getaway Friday here, WWGH Radio, February the 18th, 2022, however you'd like to say it. 16 and a half minutes past the hour, and we're going to do presidential trivia this hour. We've had a very fun morning here. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker and Warren G. Harding in here this morning. It has been a lot of fun. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. If anybody has anything to say about the programs this morning with President Harding or the pastor, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, I would love to hear from you. I know we've had periodical calls this morning, and the problem with President Harding was I don't think he could hear. We didn't have him hooked up exactly right to hear the calls that were coming in. So that was the issue there with some of the calls. We didn't want any crosstalk. But the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Let's get to our presidential trivia as we head into President's Day on Monday. Let's take the call first here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, why didn't you have Harding's grandson on Peter?
You mean not Peter. The grandson is, what's it? Hold on, I gotta remember his name now.
He talks to that cousin, Peter. I forget his name, darn it.
It just went out of my head.
Think of it.
Yeah, hold on, what is his name? Jim Blessing.
Oh, that's right. Peter's his cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought you'd have him on, so when it said president, I was all morning, I was doing stuff, but I was waiting for him to come on. And I always enjoy listening to him.
Jim is good. This was President Harding himself. This was, Jim knows a lot about President Harding being his grandson, but this was obviously an I don't know if he prefers to be called an actor or what it is, but that was Harding. That was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought for part of the show, like this part or something, you'd had him on. I thought especially since, you know, President's Day, you'd probably have him on talking to him. I just thought you would, so.
Hopefully he'll be on sometime soon. I know he's got a lot of plans. I hope he comes to Marion soon because that has not happened. What'd you make of the show earlier with President Harding?
I kind of listened to it off and on. I mean, and stuff, because I cleaned out the refrigerator and stuff. And I have to play it kind of low till somebody gets up.
Well, that's a big job to clean.
I heard most of it, but I liked it.
That's a big job to clean out the refrigerator.
No, it isn't.
It's not?
No. Just take a cloth and wipe it all down.
There was one time I had to clean out the refrigerator, and you have to take out those drawers and clean under them, and it seems
well,
like...
Well, what I do is I put those shopping, like Kroger's, their plastic bags, I put that in the bottom drawers, and then I put a paper towel, and then, and stuff. So sometimes, you know, if nothing leaks or anything, or sometimes I'll put that, like meat comes in, styrofoam, I'll put, you know, a section of that that fits in there, and it's not that much... And plus, I don't have that awful lot, you know, of different stuff in the refrigerator, so it makes it easier, too. So
you didn't have any leaks or anything that you had to clean up, any spills?
Yes, I did. I had some syrup. I haven't made pancakes for I don't know how long. And so put it back in, and it tipped over with a little bit of syrup in it. So the very bottom, I had to clean that, but I'm not going to the grocery store anymore. I just order from Kroger's. Pay that $99 and they deliver. So I'll be calling Kroger's here. Well, not calling. You have to do it on the internet. My son will do it. And, you know, and get the groceries that way.
Do you ever get a chance to listen to the Friday night show with Angie and I?
No, because I've been trying to catch that that Christian place up there for their auctions, and I can't even... Somebody did something to my far stick, and I can't get them, but no.
No, I tell you that.
I don't think of it. You're on tonight. Maybe I'll try to catch you tonight, but I'm on this far stick. Look at all this other, you know, it'll show the police all these states. You would not believe what goes on, Scott, at all.
Well, I tell you, eight to ten, you ought to make a note to try to tune it in tonight. I think you'd like that show. It's a fun show, and Angie comes in, and we take phone calls, and it's a really interesting time. I think the Lights, Camera, Shop show, I've talked to John Aiken. I think they stopped doing that when Carolyn died. I don't think that's on it.
Yeah, they've done it, but I'm trying to think. They did a fall one, and then because... some of their kids were like in sports or band or something. They kind of quit. Now they had, I believe, one for Christmas, and that was the last one. They had one around that time, and because I went up there and I saw him, I was going to go inside, and he was just getting out of the car because I have to set my far stick up to get it. I have to go in and key stuff, and I can't get it like I used to. So, but they should be having them because that kind of finances that station, you know.
Well, I think Dave and Carolyn had a lot to do with that, and I think it's, I mean, I don't know, I haven't talked to John about it in this way, but I think when Carolyn passed away, to go in every Friday night and not have them there, I think was, that's hard. And I think
the last one was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It was 3 days or so.
Well, they still have their fundraisers, but to do that every week like they were, I think...
Oh, I don't think they ever did it every week, did they?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of times I miss it.
Oh, yeah.
Usually I don't think of it, and then it'll be like almost over, and then I happen to think I need to set an alarm clock.
No,
and
yeah,
then
the Lights, Camera, Shop show used to be on every Friday night, and I think that when Carolyn died, that was pretty much the end of that. And I think John pretty much said so online that was going to be the end. I don't know that he said the reason, but with John and Carolyn both dying within, you know, just about a year of each other, I think that it's hard to go in and do that when they both were such a part of it.
Yeah, his brother helps him. I think his name is Michael, Mike or something. His brother and wife help, and then Jonathan and his wife, and then they have the helpers. But I think because of that virus, the COVID, they didn't do it as much. Because, see, I've only been listening to them maybe in the last year a little bit, but I'd always forget Friday night they were on. You know,
no, they did it. Well, Dave died right at the start of COVID, so I know that caused a big problem. Dave died in April, I believe it was April of 2020, just as COVID was starting. He had cancer, and then I'm not sure what happened to Carolyn. You know, I said this. I saw Carolyn at the grocery store. I saw her in line, and we talked. Probably 2 weeks before she passed away, I believe it was in July, because she was asking me about my 4th of July cookout, and she seemed fine. And when I heard that she had died 2 weeks later, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, my daughter, I went up and got my card. You know, when you call in, I just give my name, but you have a number. So I was up there. I don't know if I had got something, and she gave me my card. That's the first time I met her. And then right after that, my daughter moved her stuff up here from Columbus, and as we were moving the stuff in storage, her funeral was going by.
Yeah, she was still doing the show on Friday night. She was carrying on. Dave had been gone about a year, but it was July of 2021. I saw her the week after the 4th of July. She was asking me about the cookout I had. She said she'd had some of her family over to her house, and 2 weeks later, she was gone. I have no idea what happened, and that was pretty much the end of the week-to-week Lights, Camera, Shop. I think John put a message on Facebook after that they were not going to continue with it. And I also think they tried to get rid of quite a bit of the stuff at that point.
Yeah, because I know, I think around Christmas, and then, you see, I didn't start watching till maybe just right before he died. And then, but I would, you know, I would know it was all, but shoot, but Friday and stuff, I just forget it. So I really haven't watched it that much.
Well, tune us in tonight.
The last one they had was like I think it was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I think it was called the Fall something.
Yeah, those are they've had those for years. Those are the auctions, but the weekly show.
I didn't know that. I think they had one right before Christmas. I don't think they've had any since.
No, the weekly show came to an end in July of last year when Carolyn died.
Oh, because he said on the air something about the sports. The kids were in sports.
Maybe that was
the
it.
The kids and his brothers, and they were cutting... stopping it. I thought during that time then they were going to pick it back up, so I don't know.
Oh, maybe. Well, I think Carolyn was a big part of it, and she was always there, and I think without her, maybe with the sports, it was hard to do it.
Kids, I think, were in sports and different stuff, so yeah.
Well, I tell you, take a listen tonight from 8 to 10 and see what you think.
Okay, I'll give it a shot. Okay, goodbye. Okay,
bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Yeah, I honestly, I don't know. I haven't talked to John about why they stopped doing the show. That was just always my assumption, because when Carolyn passed away, that's when the show stopped. But I was shocked to learn that Carolyn had passed away, because I had just seen her a couple weeks earlier. But I guess that's how it goes sometimes with life. 740-383-9944, coming up on 27 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio. Don't forget to listen tonight to Angie Evers and I, 8:10 till 10 p.m. live on this station. All right, any other questions in regard to President Harding or the pastor's spot this morning? Now, I did get a message, and I'm not going to say from who, but I did get a message this morning, and it's interesting that we heard from our favorite bus driver, Sarah, there during the pastor's spot, because somebody said, I bet Sarah is tuning us out this morning because we had President Harding on, and that had to do with history. Because last time I did Marian history with... Well, a few people would be tuning us out because they don't like that history. Because when I was doing the Bob Mason contracts and things like that, they had no problem telling me that that was not their most interesting morning. But you do it because you want to inform and you want to do all that sort of thing. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything you would like to talk about. 740-383-9944. See, trying to read and do two things at once. You should never do that. Okay, presidential trivia. Let's get to it. Alrighty here. Who was the first president to die in office? How about that? Go ahead, caller.
I've seen on Facebook, Scott, that... Did I see someone said Chick-fil-A about the old Popeye building?
You know, I don't know. I have not seen that, but boy, that would be very good if they did.
Yeah, I've seen it on Facebook yesterday, but you know, on Marion Crime Chronicles, I'm sure, you know, someone just may be getting something stirred up, but that's what I've seen.
You know what, to be honest with you, and this is, I'm glad you brought that name up, because honestly, I don't know who runs it anymore. I have no idea. But people take that site as the gospel, and there is so much phony below. I don't even subscribe to it. I don't know if I ever did. I certainly don't now.
You're right. I can't even talk when I've been banned from, I think, probably the first week. But I still get on there and read it. You know, if something's going on with an accident or, a house on fire, I get curious. I got kids that drive.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. And I know a lot of people who subscribe to it who work here at the station. But my big problem with them is when they ran the article trying to be funny, which is what they were trying to do, about, what was it, not running out of money to pave... Mount Vernon Avenue, and people got upset, and it was just a complete lie. And I thought, well, don't call yourself a news organization, which is what they're trying to do.
Oh yeah, you're totally right. A lot of fake.
Yeah, don't try to purposely mislead people, because that can harm a lot of people.
Yeah, harm a lot of people, scare a lot of people, and make their nerves worse than what they already are.
And we don't need that. But I'll tell you, if we got a Chick-fil-A, that would make us all better, that's for sure.
It sure would. I seen a Chick-fil-A out to the bank 2 weeks ago. There was a sign there on a window, and there it was, a truck of Chick-fil-A.
Right here in town?
Size line. Yeah, right there. I believe it's the Key Bank on the Mount Vernon Avenue across from the college.
Wow, I must have missed that.
Yeah.
Best salads... in fast food are Chick-fil-A.
Really?
Yeah, they have the best
salad guy.
I get the grilled chicken salad. Matter of fact, was it last weekend? 2 weekends ago, I think I was down at Chick-fil-A. Maybe it was last weekend in Polaris, and the salads are the best.
Sounds good to me, because I'm a salad eater. All right, sir, I'll let you go.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Does anybody know about Chick-fil-A in the Popeyes building? Can we straighten that out for you? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, a trivia question in regard to the presidents. Let's see what we got here. Okay, who was the first president to die in office? There's one for you. Who was the first president to die in office? Which president warned against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address? Who did that? Which president? Which president was the first to die in office? And which president warned against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address? Who are those two presidents? Go ahead, caller.
Is this Scott Spears?
This is.
Well, this is Teddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Am I bothering you at this particular time?
No, we're on the air here. Go ahead.
Oh, I did not know that, Scott. I'll hang up. I don't need to bother you like that.
Oh, okay, no problem.
I'll get back with you. When you get a chance, call me, will you please?
I'll do that.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind. Do you know who the first president to die in office was? Do you know which president warned against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address? Two presidential trivia questions here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you know anything about possibly Chick-fil-A buying the Popeyes building out on Route 95? I had not heard that, but you never know. Things happen under my radar all the time. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you know the answers to the trivia questions or anything else at this particular point. We would be glad to hear from you. Okay, let's get another trivia question going here. Which president banned alcohol from the White House at the behest of his first lady? Does anybody know who did that? Who banned alcohol from the White House? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All kinds of interesting questions here today to do with our presidents. 46 presidents? Go ahead, caller.
William Henry Harrison.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
William Henry Harrison absolutely was the first president to die in office. Poor William Henry Harrison. All right. Does anybody know which president warned us against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address? All righty. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know who that was? Does anybody know which president banned alcohol from the White House at the behest of his first lady? Which president got rid of alcohol at the White House? All right, let's go into another question here. Which president survived an assassination attempt 69 days into his term? 69 days into his term, this president survived an assassination attempt. Does anybody know who that was? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we'll see if you are correct. Presidential trivia proving to be a little difficult here this morning. Nobody knows which president warned against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address. That's one question. Which president banned alcohol from the White House at the behest of his first lady? Does anybody know which president did that? Which president survived an assassination attempt 65 days into his term? Go ahead, caller.
Christopher B. Hayes, no alcohol in the White House.
That is true. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Hayes must have been a little difficult. It was Rutherford B. Hayes who banned alcohol in the White House because of his first lady, at the behest of his first lady. 36 coming up on 37 minutes past the hour here. Which president warned against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address? Which president did that? Which president survived an assassination attempt 69 days into his term? 69 days into his term, he survived an assassination attempt. 740-383-9944. Now, somebody better get this. Which president organized the Citizens Cornet Band to play at political rallies for both parties? Who did that? The hint is, everybody in Marion should know this. Which president organized the Citizens Cornet Band to play at political rallies for both parties? 740-383-9944. Which president survived an assassination attempt 69 days into his term? Which president warned against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address? Does anybody know who did that? There are three questions. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Presidential trivia here today is what we're doing, as President's Day is just a few days away. All right, do want to remind everybody, the Ridgedale Lions Club is having their 19th annual Daytona 500 dinner and auction. Saturday, February the 19th, doors open at 4, dinner at 5. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, was the assassination, was that Reagan?
That was Reagan, 69 days in, and apparently, he came a lot closer to dying than anybody knew.
Oh, right. Okay, I didn't know for sure. I remember Lincoln, didn't he survive one, too? But I didn't know which one, you know, what, 69 days, I didn't know for sure.
Did you enjoy President Harding this morning?
Yeah, I listened to pretty much all of it.
Yeah,
it was interesting.
Well, hopefully people learn about the guy, you know, who we have so much named for here.
I mean, yeah, why not? And like you guys were saying the other day, we need to get a statue.
You know, isn't that odd that we don't have a statue? We have things named after him. We have the memorial. We have the home. But no statues here. We have cardinals, but no statue of President Harding.
Yeah, we won't go down that road. But all righty, thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. No, you know what? I have come around on the whole cardinal thing. I'll talk about that sometime. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Harding organized the cornet band.
He did. Now, did you know that off the top of your head?
Well, I've heard Sherry talk about it over at the museum.
Isn't that interesting that he did for both political parties?
Yeah, I didn't know he did it for both political parties, but he liked bands. I knew that.
He did, and his wife was apparently very good on the piano.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, yes, it was President Harding who organized the Citizens Cornet Band to play at political rallies for both parties. Okay. Which president warned against political parties' long-term foreign alliances and strict geographical divides in his farewell address? Nobody knows that one. 740-383-9944. Okay, here's two new questions in regard to the presidents. Which president posed with a newspaper that declared his opponent the winner of their election? Now, everybody should know that one. That's a popular picture. Which president posed with a newspaper that declared his opponent the winner of their election? Which president purchased the land that's now southern Arizona and part of southern New Mexico? Which president did that? 740-383-9944, Presidential Trivia, 42 minutes past the hour here. Don't forget to listen to Angie Evers and I tonight, 8 to 10 on this station. Which president purchased the land that's now southern Arizona and part of southern New Mexico? Does anybody know which president did that? Which president posed with a newspaper that declared his opponent the winner of their election? That is a famous, famous photograph. Who did that? And then our long-term question here. Which president warned against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address? 740-383-9944. And again, the Ridgedale Lions Club 2022 19th Annual Daytona 500 Dinner and Auction, Saturday, February the 19th. Doors open at 4 p.m. Dinner at 5 p.m. Auction following. Okie doke. Coming right up. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Truman?
It was Truman.
Oh, cool.
Did you listen to the show this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Did you like President Harding?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yep.
This is the quietest you've ever been.
Well, Scott, a wise person, not myself, once said, if you can't add to the silence, don't interrupt it.
There you go. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, absolutely. It was President Truman. And the headline said, Dewey wins. Well, Dewey did not win. No President Dewey. Okay, which president warned against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address? Which president purchased the land that's now southern Arizona and part of southern New Mexico? Here's another one for you. Which president was described as so honest that if you turned his soul inside out, there would not be a spot on it? What a nice little quote that is. All right, go ahead, caller.
Bill Clinton.
Which one? The answer to which one?
The last question that you asked.
Well, I see you're on a delay, so I don't know which last. What's the last question you heard?
Well, not the one I answered correctly. What one did you just ask? The last one.
Let's see here. Which president was described as so honest if you turned his soul inside out, there would not be a spot on it?
And I said Bill Clinton.
Now, see, you're trying to be facetious now. You're going against your own advice.
Yeah, and I screwed my own the saying up. I said, it's improved. If you can't improve the silence, don't interrupt it. Well, now, how do you know if I'm being facetious or not? You don't really know in what context I'm answering this question.
Well, I could tell there was some sarcasm in that answer right there.
How could you tell?
Because of the way you drawed out the answer.
I think you're reading into this. Was it Bill Clinton or not?
No, it wasn't Bill Clinton.
Okay.
That was an honest answer? That was not an honest answer.
You know, maybe you should preface your contest with only heartfelt, sincere answers.
No, now listen, though. I do want to say, how were the roads this morning?
Well, the side streets are terrible.
Were they?
Yeah. I think now that the sun's peeking out, things might be starting to melt down and improve a little bit, but some of the side streets are a little slushy, and I mean, why would that be a surprise, you know? It always stands to good reason. There's less traffic.
Well, listen, I do have a, I know you're at work, but I do have a question.
I'm on my lunch break.
Oh, good.
So
good, because I have an honest question for you here, because somebody said...
Oh, okay. You're going to be honest with me this time?
Oh, my. Yeah. All the rest of the time, I'm completely dishonest, but this time, I'm going to be honest. Somebody sent me a message this morning and said, I bet you were tuning out, specifically naming you and others, who did not like when I did the hour a few weeks ago about Bob Mason and, you know, all that sort of thing, the documents and read all that, because some people aren't interested in Marian history, and they, I think, considered the Harding thing to be of the similar vein. Now, why was the Harding thing interesting to you, but the paperwork wasn't? Because I'm trying to figure out here, you know, how do we get the biggest audience?
Well, just my opinion was the Harding interview, that's, you know, he gives a pretty good take on, I mean, and even some of that is, might be his, he might have taken some liberties, and some of that might be his own opinion on Harding's take on different things. But, like, that was an interview-based thing. That whole thing was that you did a couple weeks ago, that was just a bunch of, like, I don't know, but you didn't interview anyone, did you? Just read off a bunch of documents?
Well, see, when you turned out, I had about 17 people on who gave their thoughts on things.
Well, yeah, but none of them were, I mean, their thoughts and their opinions, but it was just about something boring, I don't know. Why are you mad at me because I gave you an honest answer?
No, I listen.
And then
I,
you made fun of me and said she just listens to disco or something like that.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, what I'm saying is that it's interesting this morning that somebody thought that you might have tuned out because you might have found Harding in that same vein.
Like I say on Jerry Springer, y'all don't know me.
Well, right, I think the Harding guy is fascinating. That's why I can't.
Yeah.
And when I don't
think
have him on.
The Mrs. Harding thing is fascinating.
Right,
and
really, people
and
keep.
Like, and I'm with Lee, the more we listen to it, the more fascinating it
is. You and Lee probably get together on the weekend and act it out, you know, it's so long ago.
Chuck Woolery, we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Well, you get together and act that out because you probably know it word for word. I just want to know.
Oh, boy, you have an imagination, don't you?
Hey, listen, I met Mrs. Harding, and I think people will know what I'm talking. I don't know which of you would play Mrs. Harding at this particular point after interviewing.
Well, hopefully I could be the woman.
Well, yeah, but you know the story behind Mrs. Harding, don't you?
Yeah. Didn't that guy go on Morocco or something?
He did.
Him?
He did. But
yeah.
I'm telling you,
I'm glad you don't do that. I'm glad you don't invite people on to talk to you and then try to trick him up or be mean to him.
No, and he was so good at being her, I was just glad that he was there. I thought he was... That's why this Harding guy who comes in here, I think he's fascinating.
Yeah, it seemed to be... I liked the... I wish we could hear more of his speeches and stuff next time.
Are you saying I should talk less?
I would never say that.
That's what I... Well, listen, you know what? I'm sure he will be back, and what happens is we always get off in the weeds, but I will try to get more speeches in. But I thought that, boy, the speech from Birmingham, Alabama there in 40 or 21 was very interesting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that sincerely, Scott.
Thank you. Are you gonna listen tonight sincerely? Do you got your TV dinner lasagna all ready to go tonight?
Well, no, there's no TV dinners on the menu. I may swing to McDonald's or something. Very rarely
you make soup and sauna.
Food to cook. Huh?
What did you say? What you're making? What?
Swing to McDonald's.
Oh, it's a McDonald's night.
Well, usually on Friday nights, you know, it's the end of the work week. You don't feel like cooking, so I usually just come up with something quick. I usually make it through the first hour, but a lot of times I fall asleep in the second hour. I don't know how many times I've woke up at like 3 a.m. and you guys, the radio's on, but it's like I've been asleep for the last 5 hours.
It's a hard day for you, I guess. It's a hard
day. All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Again, don't forget to listen to us tonight, Angie and I, 8 to 10, 50 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello. Well, I think we lost our caller. If that was you, call back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Coming up on 51 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Lincoln?
Lincoln, to which question?
The last one you asked, the honest one.
Oh, the honest one. No, not Lincoln.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, my. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, the question is, let's see here. Which one? What was it again? Which president was described as so honest that if you turned his soul inside out, there would not be a spot on it? Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Was it Madison?
Not Madison. Good guess, though. Not Madison. 740-383-9944. Which president would be described as so honest if you turned his soul inside out? There would not be a spot on it. Go ahead, caller.
Monroe?
James Monroe, you have got it. Did you Google that one?
No.
You knew James Monroe said that?
I heard it on the radio yesterday.
Oh, what was on yesterday?
Yeah.
It was on this station?
Yeah.
Oh, who was doing that yesterday?
Well, I don't know.
You don't remember who was doing it?
No.
Oh, it was Nate. Wasn't Nate doing presidential trivia?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we said it twice then.
The Sarah's always overworked and knows everything.
Who? Sarah?
Sarah, the bus driver.
Oh, well, Sarah just likes to call in and... Don't you agree? You know Sarah. You've been out to dinner with her. Don't you agree?
No, I haven't.
Oh, Judy Crisp goes out to dinner with her, right?
I don't know. This is Judy Smith.
I know. I'm confused. I got my Judy's messed up. But don't you think that when Sarah calls in to Nate's show, that they do duets, and they ask each other what's going on for dinner and all this, and when she calls me, all she does is complain?
No.
Oh, you don't hear that?
No, I don't hear her complaining all the time.
Well, she kind of likes to call in and disagree with
me. She wants to get you go on, like, aggravating or get you to say stuff.
Right, right. And I think that's what... But she doesn't do that when she calls Nate's show. They're just all lovey-dovey.
She does that to me.
Well, there we... Okay, well, maybe it's her personality then. I don't know.
It is her personality. I worked with her horrible for, like, 5 years.
I bet that was hard time, wasn't it?
No, it was a fun time.
Was it?
Yeah, she's always coming up with something.
Okay.
If she don't, I do.
So why do you think she's so nice to Nate, then?
That's just her.
Oh, okay. Well, she's nice to him, not nice... You and I guess, cannot get the niceness.
Well, to me, she's acting nice.
Well, I think she's nice. I just think she reacts in a different way to me. We'll see how it goes. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Oh, my, what a day it's been. This has been a long day, and I got to come back and do this again for 2 hours tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. with Angie. We'll have a lot of fun tonight. I don't know where we're going to eat. Does anybody know anything about the Chick-fil-A out where Popeyes was? Okay. Which president purchased the land that's now southern Arizona and part of southern New Mexico? Does anybody know that one? Which president served as vice president for his political nemesis? Ooh, how about that one? 740-383-9944. Which president warned against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address? Go ahead, caller.
Was it Polk who purchased the land?
Not Polk, but that's a good guess.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Not Polk on that one. Which president purchased the land that's now southern Arizona and part of southern New Mexico? Which president did that? Which president served as vice president for his political nemesis? Which president warned against political parties, long-term foreign alliances, and strict geographical divides in his farewell address? Go ahead, caller.
Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Enjoyed your program this morning.
Did you? I'm glad to hear that. Wasn't he interesting?
Yeah, I like some of the speeches and stuff, you know, and I was going back to when I done the paper, like, delivery and stuff. Like, I was wondering back then what it cost when they delivered, you know, what a paper was. But I know when I had it, it was 42 cents a week.
You know, isn't that something, the way the cost of the, what is it now, $3 or something?
Yeah, $3 just for Sunday paper.
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable. But,
yeah,
he is so good. I mean, I really get the impression sitting here with him that I'm talking to Harding.
That really sounds good. I really enjoy it. But I was going to say, Glenn went over this a lot of this yesterday. But I didn't call in because you asked him all the questions that he, I guess Fred didn't show up.
Oh, Fred didn't, I missed that show yesterday.
Yeah, he went through a lot of these, the same thing you went about the slavery and the one that had slaves last and Adams and a lot of them, you know, he went through a lot of them, but I just thought I'd call because you mentioned somebody did it. And it was Glenn.
Oh, okay. Well, I know I heard, I always catch Nate's show in the middle, and I know he was doing presidential trivia the other day as well.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I guess maybe Nate and I got, or not Nate, Glenn and I got the same article.
Yeah, but I was going to say that lady could call out there, TV39, because they had put that on hold, and he said they was maybe thinking about the telephones, but at this time they wasn't thinking about doing anything, because they done a cleanup last, what was it, December, whatever it was, they done a cleanup auction, and then she could call out there, and they'll tell her, you know, if they're going to have it or not, but as far as Jonathan said, they was going to put it off for now.
That's what I thought. I mean, did he ever give a reason?
That's what I was wanting. You know, he never did.
Yeah, I mean, I know it stopped right after. I know they did their, you know, telethons or radio or whatever they do out there.
Right.
But right after Carolyn died, that weekly show seemed to go away.
Yeah, and then they called up what they call a cleanup, and they got everything together and was cleaning the shelves and stuff off, and they said that they was putting it all on hold until they decided what they was going to do at a later date.
Did they ever say what happened to Carolyn?
No, that's what I was trying to find out. I even talked to him, you know, because I usually see him and go out there. And, of course, Dave and I was sort of kind of like close, you know, because he'd take me around, show me equipment, how it would work, and what it cost. But I usually see Jonathan and talk to him, but I never mentioned what went on.
Yeah, I never knew. And I said it was just, I knew Dave had cancer, and I knew that wasn't looking very well. But
right. You know, and I had seen them just in the store together like a week, you know, and that weekend, in the middle of the week, and then in the weekend, he was gone.
Yeah, yeah, he went pretty fast. The last time I saw Dave was in the grocery store as well. He was starting not to look, you know, like himself. He wasn't quite as bombastic.
He was huffing and puffing and hanging on to the cart. And
yeah, it was.
And I talked to her afterwards and stuff, and you wouldn't thought there was anything wrong at all once you hear that.
Well, that's what I was shocked about. I know it was the 4th of July because I'd had a cookout at my house, and she must have saw the pictures on the internet. She came, we met in the line. She said, boy, it looks like you had a good time. I said, what did you do for the 4th of July? She said she had the family over, and they stayed inside in the air condition. And two weeks later, I read that she'd passed away.
Yeah, it was really weird all at once.
Yeah, well, hopefully it was, you know, quick and easy for her, but I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, we'll listen to you tonight, bud.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye.
We'll have to find out what we're going to eat tonight. 740-383-9944. Well, that explains it all. Apparently, Glenn did all my trivia here yesterday. But Carolyn and Dave, I like both of them. Knew them both, liked them both. Good people. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott Carolyn went in the hospital for diverticulitis surgery.
Really?
And while she was in there, she had a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness. Because diverticulitis is not that serious.
Well, it can be.
Really? Had a heart attack?
I've suffered with it before. I haven't had problems with it for a while, but, you know, it can be pretty bad.
But it wasn't the diverticulitis. It was she had a heart attack.
Yep, she had a heart attack while she was in there.
Oh, my goodness. So was it immediate that she went Or does anybody know?
I don't know that. Yeah, I don't know that.
But it was a diver. Now, where did you talk to John about that?
No, somebody that is affiliated with him out there told me.
Well, certainly diverticulitis surgery, that wouldn't be considered life-threatening, I doubt. I don't imagine it was the heart attack.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
There's too much stress in her life, but I really miss her.
Well, yeah, it was probably, I mean, you know, Dave had just been gone a year, and I think that's tough, and I don't know how old Carolyn was, like 70s, I think.
Yeah, I think they're both in their 70s. They're kind of young to die.
Now, yeah.
They just had bought a log home built a few years back, and haven't had that a whole long time, and then they pass away.
Well, I know Dave was having, I believe, was having, he was having some health issues right before they found the cancer, which I believe was around Thanksgiving of 2019, if I remember right. But, yeah, it was just, it was unfortunate. I liked Dave. Dave had been on the radio with me. He would call in sometimes. It just, it was very abrupt. But I think Dave had a very serious cancer. I don't know exactly what he had, but I know he I don't think he lasted a year. He was very sick.
Yeah, I don't know what kind he had, but...
Yeah, well, thanks for the information on Carolyn. I'm sorry that happened to her. That, because she looked as fine as could be when I saw her.
Yeah, it was a shock to people because, you know, they didn't know, you know, that it was anything real serious, you know?
No, and I, like I said, I can't imagine diverticulitis surgery would be that serious, but it sounds like she had a heart attack in the midst of it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind, give me a buzz here. Well, we're just about out of time. Don't forget to listen to Angie and I tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. on this station. We always have a lot of fun on Friday night. All right, for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
We are on live Friday mornings at 11:15. It is replayed Wednesday at 3 o'clock and also Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. Also, at 12:15 on Sunday mornings, we have the message from Community Christian Fellowship, and that plays live on Sunday morning at 12:15. Also, we'd like to let you know that we invite you and would love to have you come to the church. We are a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church that is...